Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. I hope all is well. I wanted to share something that I think is a very important lesson for all of us to remember. Someone told me something very interesting that I really was inspired by. Someone mentioned to me that they learned the Hilchos Lashon Hara, they listened to the Shiurim, and the person told me that today they were talking to someone and they spoke Lashon Hara, or they thought that maybe they spoke Lashon Hara. So afterwards, this was a phone conversation. The person called back the person who they thought they spoke Lashon Hara and said, I just want you to know that I try not to speak Lashon Hara, and it could be that I said something about someone, and I just want you to know that, so maybe don't spread it, or don't believe me, or it's not true, or whatever it is. And they said that during davening, they asked Hashem and said, oh, Hashem, I'm so sorry that I spoke Lashon Hara. What's the point? I think the point is like this. We all make mistakes, and we sometimes speak Lashon Hara, and we try the best not to. The awareness, what the person told me was, the person wouldn't have even been aware that it was Lashon Hara. The person wouldn't have even felt bad that they spoke Lashon Hara if they didn't learn the halachas. So a lot of times, it's not so much whether we do the right thing or we don't do the right thing. Just the awareness, right? When we, with our spouse or with our parents or anyone who we love, our children, our friends, when we say, I apologize that I hurt you, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings, no one's perfect. You're going to mess up. In every relationship, we mess up. Just what's the point? To be aware, that awareness. As I've always said, you've heard this from me before, denial is don't even notice I am lying. The worst is that you're in denial. You don't even know that you're doing something wrong. I think one of the tzaddikim says, I think Rav Nachman says that emunah, I actually heard this from, I think, Yosef Karduner many years ago in Uman when he came to yeshiva this past year. I think I mentioned it to him as well, and he showed it to me inside. And I remember he told me that when a person feels that you did something wrong and you feel guilty, that Hashem is upset with you, or you feel shame, or you feel upset about the way you're living, that is amazing emunah. Why? Because you believe that Hashem will, there are consequences. You believe that Hashem cares how you're living your life. So when a person does something wrong, sometimes the greatest matana is that I realize that this is wrong. I realize that I'm not acting the way I want to be acting. And that in itself is a chizik. It's an encouragement to realize I actually want to be a good guy. I want to be a good person. I want to improve. Okay, I have what to improve on. They say, and I'll end off with this, it says, Anochi Haster Aster, which is in the Tochacha at the end of Devarim, where it says Hashem will hide himself and hide himself within hiding himself. That Anochi Haster Aster means is that that's pure denial, which is you're hidden from that which is hidden. That I'm hidden from, right? To think that everything is good, then you're hidden from the fact that Hashem is hiding. When a person says, oh, right, they say this, the guy who's davening the long Shmona Esrei on Yom Kippur, and he's crying, and he's clapping al chayin, and he's like, oi, 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 right? The guy who's in the back schmoozing, or the person who doesn't even know that it's Yom Kippur, he's not even connected to his Averis. So who's the one who's supposed to be davening longer and begging Hashem? Of course, the one who's done so much wrong. The tzaddik who did three things wrong his whole life, right? It says the Gra had like a notebook, and he said, oh, I had three minutes of Bittul Torah, and he cried for the whole Yom Kippur for 3 minutes of Bittul Torah. He doesn't need to cry, right? It's the guy who learned 3 minutes the whole year who has to cry. But it's never like that. The chizik, the encouragement for all of us, is when we get upset at ourselves, when we catch ourselves, when we realize that I did this wrong, I did that wrong. Just the fact that you know what's right and what's wrong, that awareness is a tremendous chizik for all of us. Hashem will help each and every one of us. We should be zocha to just be aware, to be aware of what we do right, what we do wrong, what we have to improve, what we don't have to improve. And through that, we'll all be zocha to continue actually improving, and we'll continue growing as Shuey Leifer. I was excited to say this the other day. Shuey Leifer's line, which I love so much, it's not about changing, it's about growing. You'll end up changing, but that's not your goal. Your goal needs to be to just grow little by little. Part of growth is awareness of what I need to change. Have a wonderful first day, first morning, first afternoon, first evening of the rest of your life. Thank you for listening.